Hello, welcome to the Network Marketing Mastery Podcast. I'm Shantae, and Matt Hall is here with me.
Hi.
This is episode 12, and we are going to be talking about overcoming anything. Literally anything.
Okay.
I know that sounds
extreme. That's a bold statement, Shantae Hall.
Yeah. But this is really real, you guys. I promise that as you learn this, you'll be able to overcome anything. And I know that there are many of you that are listening who have been through some really tremendous things that are negative. And so I want to come from a space where I understand that that is very real. I've experienced a lot of trauma in my life and had to see counselors and do a lot of emotional work. And this is... Yeah, this what we're going to talk about today can be hugely, hugely helpful and transformational. So I don't know if there's anything that you want to say.
I'm here once again as an observer. And as you say things that you know, trigger doubt in me, or I think that someone listening and learning this for the first time might not quite understand, I'll prod and poke and ask some questions.
Okay. So what makes a person resilient, right? The most resilient people, they come out of hardships choosing how they want to respond. Resilience is literally the ability to bounce back. If you're like to search the definition of resilience, what it means is the ability to bounce back from something. And this ability to bounce back actually comes from the ability to choose how we see a situation. And so one thing that I notice about people is they truly believe that if I can just change the circumstance of my life, then I would feel so much better. If I could just change my spouse, if I could just change my kids, if I could just make them listen to me.
Get some money in my bank account.
Yeah, if I could just have more money, if I could be that rank.
If I could have those rock star leaders on my team.
Totally. And while, yes, those things can help you to feel better, the reason why they make you feel better actually is because it makes it easier to change your thoughts that you're having. So last episode, we did an introduction to the self-coaching model. Should I just kind of briefly
review
that?
Sure. Case?
So anything that you're experiencing in your life can fit into one of five categories in what's called the self-coaching model. And the first thing is we have circumstances, and our circumstances are technically neutral. That's what we're talking about today. And we have thoughts about the circumstance. Anytime we have a thought about the circumstance, it becomes more dramatic, either positive or negatively, right? It's like anytime we add an adjective to a fact, it becomes a thought. So I have a husband. That's a fact. We technically have a marriage contract together, and we share a house together. Those are facts.
She could think that she has an ugly husband, or she could think that she has a sexy husband.
Yeah. Or I have an amazing, kind, whatever those adjectives are, those are the thoughts, right? So anytime you hear yourself putting on adjectives, you know that you have a thought. And that's so important to know in our message today, because we think that the circumstances are the problem when it's actually the thoughts that we have about our circumstances that make things so painful. Or so wonderful, either way. And when we we're constantly trying to control our lives. We're trying to control the business that we have. We're trying to control the people that we work with. We're trying to control our kids, our spouse, the weather, you know, trying to control
our bodies
100%. We're trying to control the amount of money that we have in our bank account, the number on the scale, whatever it may be. We're constantly trying to control our lives. We like having control. And the reason we like having control is because we believe that we will be able to feel good. Literally everything that we do in life is in order to feel something. Right?
I love knowing, I'm skipping ahead, but I love knowing that. And then just knowing that you can just choose that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, keep going.
Totally. So it's important to recognize that our circumstances truly are neutral. And a lot of people fight me on this. They say, no, like there are literally things in this world that are not neutral. And so I want to just kind of go ahead and describe like what makes something a circumstance, so that as you're building your own models in the future, this can, you know, this can be easier for you. Now, I just want to say, I'm realizing I just kind of dove in. If you didn't watch episode number 11, I really recommend just going and listening to that, because that'll make this whole episode way more applicable for you. So a circumstance is anything, one, that's a fact, right? We can prove this in a court of law. We can prove it with science, right? In a lab. It's something that we can prove tangibly that everyone in the world would like agree is a fact, right? It's, you know, the economy, the president of the United States or whatever country you're in, the literal amount of money in your bank account is a circumstance. And remember, the circumstance is neutral. The president of the United States is neutral. It's not positive or negative necessarily until, right? I know so many people are going to comment and like fight me on that. The amount of money in your bank account is technically neutral. Some will think it's amazing. Some will be super excited about the number in their bank account. Others will be like, no. One reason that we know that it's not like any number, like say take $1,000, for instance. Everyone thinks different things about $1,000. So we can't prove that $1,000 is this amazing thing. Like $1,000 to one person be like, oh my heavens, I'm running out of money. To another person, it's like, yes, like that was such a great like extra bonus. Like I needed that or whatever, right? And so we can't say that any amount of number is positive or negative. It's actually just neutral. All of the numbers, like we can go into the millions.
Even negative numbers?
Even like negative numbers.
Million?
Yeah, even negative numbers are technically neutral until we have a thought about them, right? Some people would go into debt and they'd be feeling super empowered and excited.
Yeah, we have a lot of debt actually with properties that we own. And
yeah. Because we've chosen to invest in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And some people would make those investments or do certain things like this, and they'd be feeling super empowered, super excited, like they have hope for the future, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a thought. Another person would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. That's a lot of money. And they'd be worried, right?
Yeah. It makes me think of a guy. We have a guy on our team who he always seems to need to have an enemy.
Oh.
Like if he doesn't have an enemy, he's not really growing. And I know it's just the way he thinks, you know,
yeah.
But like me, I never want to have an enemy. Like I don't want to have any enemies. Having enemies would definitely discourage me from action. Yeah. But him, when he has enemies, it like stimulates him to like, and it's not like real enemies, you know what I mean? But just like an outside threat.
Yeah.
For him, it's like it's like this game. It's like this motivating.
It's literally just a thought.
It's just a thought.
Yeah, totally. So some more things that make up a circumstance. It's anything like things in the world that we can't control, right? So it's other people's behavior, the way that they're acting in the world is just a circumstance, right? Things in our past is just a circumstance. It's over, it's done. It doesn't have any power over us in the current moment. It's just the past and it's neutral. So often, and we're going to talk about this a ton in the next episode when we're diving into thoughts, but so often we carry our entire past into our present moment and we make our entire future, we base our entire future on what we experienced in the past. When everything that happened in the past, it's technically neutral and it can't make us feel something in the moment unless we think a thought about it.
So I want to challenge you because I know people are like, this is a hard concept to swallow in the beginning. So like, let's say my circumstances, I am in a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am Viktor Frankl, you know, in a concentration camp. Like how can
you read that book?
I have, I know. Okay. Yeah. But how can that
he
bad?
She's the first person.
Okay. I'm just using an example. Yeah,
totally.
Like for someone who's in a really deep, dark circumstance, like how can you possibly say that that's neutral?
Yeah. So when you think about it, like what do you think? When you think about that experience, what are your thoughts? Is it that shouldn't have happened to me? Is it that was so painful? Is it like those thoughts will create pain? Right. If you're thinking thoughts like, well, this goes into reframing, but in this moment, we have a clean slate. We have a completely clean slate. And the only thing that makes us feel anything is our current this moment thought, literally. So like something that happened before, like unless we're thinking about it, we won't be sad, right? It's like, I'll give you an example of like someone passing away, someone dying. You don't know that it happened. You're not sad. But then when you find out it happened, you become sad because you have a thought about it, right? So when I have a thought about that person dying, I could have a thought like, oh my gosh, they have been suffering. Like finally they're going to be in peace. I know people who believe this way and they, you know, think this way. And it's like really relieving to know that that person passed away and they're going to be feeling so much relief that, okay, finally their suffering has come to an end, right? Another person would be devastated because they're thinking a thought like, I am going to miss them so bad. I shouldn't have to live in this life without them, right? I lost my brother when I was 12 and it was so much pain. But I know that the reason it was so painful was because I was thinking thoughts like, this shouldn't have happened. He shouldn't be gone. I'm going to miss him so much. I shouldn't have to live out the rest of my life without my older brother. Those type of thoughts created so much pain for me. The thing is we don't always want to change these thoughts, right? Sometimes in this work, we think that if we're saying, okay, that's just a thought, it's like we're downplaying it or saying that we shouldn't have that thought or we shouldn't feel sad. When I lost my brother, I wanted to be sad.
Of course.
And if you listen to the last episode, I taught that emotions in and of themselves aren't inherently bad or good. They're not necessarily positive or negative. They are comfortable or uncomfortable. We can describe them in that way, right? So tomorrow or next episode,
a positive emotion.
Yeah. So in our next episode, we'll go way more in depth on thoughts, right? But today, so more ways that we know something is a circumstance is it's a fact, it's someone else's behavior, it's something that's going on in the world, right? Like this country is invading another country, like that's a circumstance. It doesn't seem neutral, but it's technically neutral. Like some people are going to be like, finally, we invaded. This is exactly what we're hoping for. Another team is like, how could you do this to our families and our country, right?
It's true.
And so I'm not saying that we don't have values here. What I'm saying is that when we describe something as a fact, we can help neutralize it so that we can understand our own thinking process better. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
So it's neutral until we think a thought about it. And that thought is like a descriptor word. It's an adjective. It's like a judgment word, right? It turns that circumstance into a thought. And what we're really wanting in life isn't actually like a positive circumstance. And a lot of you might want to fight me on that. It's like, no, actually, like I want great circumstances in my life. I want a good home. I want to live with, you know, good neighbors or have good neighbors. I want my kids to obey me.
Like
I want
travel.
Yeah, totally. I want these good circumstances. But the truth is what we're looking for is we want a positive result, right? And we confuse the two. We think what we're looking for is positive circumstances, but what we want is positive results. And our results are like who we are being. It's like how we see the world, how we experience the world, what we're contributing to in the world or what we're not contributing to, like the things that we don't agree with, right? It's how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about the world around us, how we feel about others. Like these are the results in our life that we really want to feel amazing and feel positive. The way that...
Can something simultaneously exist as a result and a circumstance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And when you have a positive circumstance, it makes it really easy to think positive thoughts.
Right.
Right. But like one way that we can know this is like people who lived a long time ago in like the 1700s, 1800s, like they didn't have really great circumstances. They didn't have good living conditions. They didn't have clean water all the time.
Compared to maybe the cavemen.
Totally. Like all throughout history, we have people who don't live in like the most ideal conditions.
Yeah.
Even currently right now, there are people who live all around the world in Somalia or like certain parts of Africa, wherever it is, that don't live in ideal circumstances, but they feel a sense of fulfillment. They feel a sense of appreciation or gratitude or a sense of belonging. Like these are the things that we're looking for. And so when you allow yourself to believe that like you want a certain circumstance, you need to ask yourself, like, why is it that I actually want that circumstance? Is it just a feeling that I'm trying to achieve? Is it just this result that I want to have, like have this feeling of fulfillment?
And, right? And one thing I want to chime in here with that is like, that doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't want it, right? Like you can choose to want something even... How can I explain this? Like you can choose to want something just because you want it.
Exactly.
Knowing that like it's going to be great or it could not be great, but you just choose to want it.
Yes. I love that. I'm so glad you brought that up because that's one of the most exciting parts about like life coaching and doing thought work. Because so often people want something, but then they have so much drama around it. Mm-hmm. They're like, I really want to make more money. But then for some reason, they're choosing to believe that money is dirty or ugly or like it's going to make me a bad person or whatever their beliefs are about it.
Yeah.
Right. But when we realize like, no, like money is completely neutral. It's just a circumstance and it actually doesn't make me happy.
Yeah.
When you can really from a clean space, understand that it's not the money that makes you happy. It's your own thoughts and your own beliefs. You can start being happy and then just choose that you want money.
Yeah. And I think that's important because I think sometimes people, when they hear this, they think of it as like a pathway to just always feel happy and like, oh, I'm not going to actually need what it is that I want any longer. Okay. And that's not the point, right? That's not the point. The point is just to have control of your mind.
Yeah. I get that question a lot with people who are like really goal oriented, like, well, if I'm just okay with this, then why would I even go for it?
It actually makes it come faster.
Yeah, totally. Because if you're in that space of so much drama, thinking that, you know, why should I have that kind of money? Or who am I to make more than this person? Or you're
putting up barriers.
Yeah, we're putting up barriers. Like those are the thoughts that are like completely optional and they're the judgments. To it when money is actually completely neutral. It's not evil. It's not amazing. It's just neutral.
I love money.
Yeah. And it's like, you can understand that money is neutral and you can choose to have it because money, one, is an amazing tool, right? It's an amplifier of great things. So if you're service oriented, you're a giver, then it's just going to amplify that. If you love to have fun, it's just going to amplify the fun that you get to have with your family and the people that you love and serve. But also when you choose to step into a space where you're willing to make more money, you're opting into a life where you're choosing to grow because it's like the process of making more money requires you to develop personally and to grow.
Yeah. And a big part of fulfillment for me is that constant and never ending improvement. Any progress, I think, is what, as humans, it's really easy for us to enjoy progress.
Totally. Yeah.
I think it's part built into our evolution. It's built into, you know, our DNA to seek improvement.
Yeah, totally. So some of you are listening to this call and you've dealt with some really hard things in your life and you feel like you're not progressing in your business because these things in your path are really holding you back. Right? Tune into the next episode because we're going to really dive into that. Others of you, the things that you need to overcome are maybe a little bit more simple, maybe not so traumatic or dramatic, right? It's things like, why won't my business builders do anything? Like, why aren't people showing up in my business? Or, you know, those are the types of things that you want to overcome. And even those things that you're saying to yourself are just thoughts. So what you need to do here is remember, okay, the people who are the most resilient, they are the ones who choose how they want to see a situation. Can you be the type of person that chooses how you want to see a situation, right? When you have a builder who's not showing up and you're like, oh, this builder is not showing up. Remember, okay, not showing up, that's a thought. It's actually a thought, right? You think that it's a fact. Okay, the fact is they said, I will invite X people. And then when they got on the call with you, they said words. Even people saying words are neutral, right? It's just a circumstance. Someone swearing at you, it's just a circumstance. You will have thoughts about that. But if your builder comes on and says, yeah, I didn't invite anybody this week, and your thought is, oh, they're not showing up, or they're not reliable. Those are just thoughts. You get to decide how.
You could think, wow, how awesome that they're being honest. Yeah. They didn't lie to me.
Totally. But when you allow yourself to choose how you want to see the situation, you open yourself up to so many possibilities. And the power of the model here is when you realize that the circumstance of them saying, I actually didn't invite anybody to the event this week, doesn't make you feel anything. Your thought, oh, they're so unreliable, is what makes you feel anything or makes you feel something. And if you choose to continue thinking that thought, that's going to create certain action in your life that's going to, remember, like we talked about in last episode, prove your thought true that, yeah, they're super not reliable. So when you can question that and be like, maybe it's not true that they're not reliable, maybe something else is going on, you start to step into a space of curiosity. How much better of a mentor could you be if you stop judging your downline and start showing up for them, right? And being curious for them. So it's time to stop having messy thoughts. It's time to stop judging your team. It's time to stop judging your circumstances and choose, how do I want to see this situation? Because if you come from that place, you will go so far. You will inspire your team and nothing will hold you back.
Wow. I just want to point out, like, we talk a lot about duplication in our business, right? And we think, you know, oh, wouldn't it be amazing to duplicate this certain strategy or duplicate this certain level of activity in the team? What if you duplicated this mindset? Like, what if you had a team full of people that had clean thoughts, who were able to create from a space of light, opportunity, expansive openness? Like, isn't that the dream? Isn't that amazing? So just even it's worth it for you to learn this work, obviously for you, because you deserve it. Like, you deserve to be free in your own headspace, right? But also, like, learn this to serve your team.
Totally.
Because you will help people break chains as a mentor with this model that have been holding them down for a long time. And the sense of fulfillment that you can choose to feel watching that transformation is just priceless.
Totally. Yeah. So I don't know how many minutes we are into this. I feel like I could keep talking forever.
You got more? Give them a little more. Yeah. Give them another nugget.
To share one more thing.
Yes.
So I want you to ask yourself, like, when you think that you want something specific, like, I want to be this next rank in my company, or I want to be at this income level, I want you to remind yourself that it is not a thing that creates a feeling for you. Because remember, what creates your feelings? Do you remember? It's your thoughts, right? And so when you're like, okay, I want to be this next rank in the company, I want you to ask yourself, why? What is it that you're truly wanting to feel? Is it that you're wanting to believe that you're capable? For some people, it's like, I just want to believe that I'm capable of doing something great. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of it. Like, that's why they want to be that rank. Or for some people, it's like, I want to be seen. I want people to see me and know that I'm valuable and important, because right now, maybe you don't believe that you're valuable or important and you want to be seen. Like, that's not a bad thing to want to be seen, right? I want you to get really honest with yourself. Why is it that I want to be this rank? Well, I feel important, right? If it's that you want to feel capable, if it's that you want to feel important, I want you to ask yourself, like, how is it that I can start to embody that emotion right now? Right? What are the thoughts that create that emotion for me right now? And we do this type of work in my regular free coaching calls. And so I want to invite you guys, if you want to join these coaching calls, they are super powerful to be able to, I'll pull you on live where you can tell me your specific situation and I will help you to work through it so you can get absolute clarity on what's going on in your business.
Yeah. And also something I think that's valuable to mention is there are a lot of network marketers that get on these calls, but there's just as many people that are not network marketers. And so if you feel like there's someone in your life who could benefit right now at this time from getting some more clarity in their minds around what's, you know, what they're thinking and what is happening, invite them as well, because it's not a network marketing exclusive call. It just so happens that there are a lot of network marketers because that's what we do.
And we love it.
And we love it. But if you feel like anyone would benefit, even your teams, you know, bring your teams on. It's a totally neutral call. And I think, you know, you'll get a lot of value. So again, let's just remind them, you can text coach to 801-609-9102 if you want to get on the reminder list. If you live in the United States, if you live in another country, reach out to us on social media. We'll put the links in the show notes to the comments. Any last words of wisdom on circumstances? Is that it?
I have more that I could talk about, but that's it. Like, I feel like knowing that is really going to like help you so much in your business. So
beautiful. Okay. We'll leave it there for this episode. Make sure to subscribe. Stay tuned for the next one where we're going to dig deep into the recesses of your mind and help you look at your thoughts.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Bye, guys.